Penguin Audio presents The Bin Ladens, An Arabian Family in the American Century by Steve Call. Read by Eric Singer. Prologue. We all worship the same God. October 1984 to February 1985. Lynn Pagini played piano most mornings at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress Hotel in Orlando, Florida. She was 24, dark-haired, slim, and spirited. She had grown up in Melbourne on the Atlantic coast and studied music at the University of Central Florida. She was drawn to the piano and made a living at it, if barely. The breakfast shift in the Hyatt's cavernous atrium was normally subdued. Sleepy tourists fortifying themselves for a day at Disney World, businessmen murmuring about real estate. One morning in October 1984, however, a middle-aged man with bright eyes and a mop of black hair walked over and asked in an unfamiliar accent if she would play Beethoven's Für Elise. He listened appreciatively, then handed her a $20 tip. "Do you play private parties?" he asked. They exchanged business cards. His name was Salem Bin Laden. He had a house just west of Orlando, he told her, not far from Disney World, and he happened to be entertaining some visitors from his native Saudi Arabia who were members of that oil-endowed country's royal family. He owned a piano and hoped she would play at an evening party. A few days later, she drove out State Road 50, which ran due west through miles of orange groves toward Lake County. Salem's home, near the decaying railroad town of Winter Garden, turned out to be an ochre-walled 5-acre estate with horse stables, a tiled swimming pool, weeping willows, and palm trees. The main house, a Mediterranean revival built during the 1920s, had russet Spanish tile roofing, cupolas, and arched shaded walkways. It rested on a knoll above a sparkling lake. "Lynn! Lynn!" Salem exclaimed when she arrived, waving her into the dining room where his guests were taking breakfast at 4 in the afternoon. "Come, come," he said. "Sit with us." He placed her next to his guest of honor. Abdul Aziz al-Ibrahim was a brother of Princess Jawhara al-Ibrahim, the fourth and reputedly the favorite wife of Saudi Arabia's King Fahd. The Ibrahims had ascended from obscurity after Fahd fell for Jawhara. She left her husband for the king and gave birth to a son, Abdul Aziz, upon whom Fahd doted. Princess Jawhara's place at the king's side created opportunities for her brothers. They became influential businessmen, exciting jealousy and gossip in royal circles. They had recently started to invest in Orlando real estate. Salem bin Laden, whose family's construction firm relied upon access to the king's court, cultivated the Ibrahim's friendship. Lynn chattered freely. Ibrahim ate vigorously, but in silence. Salem leaned over and whispered, "You're not allowed to speak directly to him." Mortified, she fell silent. She wondered what she had gotten herself into. Salem took her outside to show her the grounds. He was a slight man in his late 30s, about 5 feet and 7 inches, slim but soft from a life without much exercise. He smoked cigarettes continually, and dark bags had formed beneath his eyes. Yet he radiated a magnetic energy that seemed, along with his money, to immediately attract people and hold them in his orbit. He was a skilled pilot who spoke passionately about flight. He mentioned that one of his brothers had recently injured himself in a crash near the lake. He seemed restless, in perpetual motion, yet also sweet and trustworthy. Gradually that afternoon, Lynn came to understand that she had been invited into some sort of rolling intercontinental party over which Salem presided, a party that had no particular beginning or end. He told her that he would be leaving soon on his private jet for California. He had a meeting there, he said, about a possible movie project involving the actress Brooke Shields. As evening fell, the estate began to fill, mainly with Saudi men who appeared to be on vacation. There were also a few middle-aged American women who were friends of Salem's or seemed to be in business with him. Lynn found a Yamaha upright piano in the living room and began to play. Eventually, Salem told her that she should come back the next day. The party would
Sample complete. Ready to continue?